Hello and welcome home.
Hi everyone, happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Hope you're all doing well and you are ready for another super entertaining show.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
I know, right? We're super entertaining, I guess, is a matter of opinion, but we're just gonna say that. And also we are going to start off our show with a House of Mouse Expo celebrity announcement, but before we do, as usual, please share this video with your friends so that we can reach more people because Facebook is horrible. Also, don't forget to tell us in the comment section where you are watching us from. If you are a repeat or replay, not repeat, a lot of you are repeat watchers.
Thank you.
If you are a replay watcher, put replay and tell us where you're watching from because it's always fun.
So, always fun. And I'm going to do my little spiel before we get going here. Hello, along Team SM Weekly Live, show number 124 for June 13th, 2022. I'm Stan.
I'm Michelle.
Okay, and what did you say we're going to do first?
We are going to announce a celebrity guest for the House of Mouse Expo. Who could it be?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's really, I'm really excited about it.
How about we just do it?
How about we just do it?
You know, and we're, as actors, you know, it's a gig. You show up, you're lucky to get the job, you've earned it over, you know, other people that are trying out, and you work hard, you love it, and sometimes it disappears, and sometimes it lasts. And to think that now y'all are watching it every year habitually, like I watch A Christmas Story, you know, on Christmas, blows my mind. So we get invited to do these fun things and meet, you find people. It's beyond our expectations. It feels great.
Well, so when I met you, Jason, we had a little bit of a moment because I...
Scott. Yeah, we're Scott.
No. I don't think my husband's in here watching, but...
He wasn't there. No.
So when I met you, Yes. You know, in the spring, I believe I embarrassed myself and I said, can you talk Binksy to me, please? and you were much obliged and you did.
Yes. I said, you could turn me into a fat, useless, contented house cat anytime you want.
I knew they were going to love that as much as I did. That's why I was like, can you talk Binksy to everybody?
Absolutely. Hello. Does anyone who knows how to change a litter box? That's what I'm going to live with. You're excellent. I can curl up on your lap. Oh, do you? Another black cat? I will train him to help me fight witches. That's what I will do. Perfect.
And this is one of our featured guests.
I'm gonna go?
You get to go!
Come on!
Yes, I know you all love him as much as I do. This is Jason Marsden. For those that don't know, but I know you know his voice.
Yes, from a Goofy movie. Yup. Can you yup like Goofy?
I can't. You're the pro.
Give it a shot. Come on!
I can't! No, I can't!
I want to fix you up with my dad!
What else you got?
What else I got? I got a cat here with me. You recognize this cat?
I love this cat!
Yes. Hello! Hello, it'll be after All Hallows Eve, you understand? Yes. So after, then bring your candy to House of Mouse, and we'll count it for you, and I'll protect you from witches until then.
This is amazing. You guys have to come out to see Jason and a lot of other wonderful guests at the House of Mouse Expo. Yes.
So that's right, Jason Marsden is coming back to the House of Mouse Expo 2023. We are so excited to have Jason. Jason has actually become a really good friend of ours. Even before House of Mouse 2021,
yes.
We became good friends with him, and you and him had a moment.
yes. We may have had a moment.
Had a teaser about that. I was there for the moment, though. That's what's weird.
Yeah, so... Jason was a fantastic guest at our first expo. You know him as Max Goof in Goofy Movie, among other things. And, of course, Binks the cat in Hocus Pocus. Now, I know
may have given it away by what I'm wearing today a little bit. I was trying to drop hints, but one of our sons was in the kitchen and I'm like, guess who we're announcing tonight? And I'm standing there like this. And he's like, So I guess I didn't have to worry about giving it away because like I'm standing right in front of him. He didn't get it. But Jason Marsden, he's great. He's very interactive with fans. As far as, you know, signing autographs and talking with you and pictures and panels and the whole thing. So we are super excited to have Jason back at House of Moss Expo.
Yeah, definitely. We actually have talked to Jason a few months ago. He was in town and we went to the studios and hung out with him and his girlfriend for a few hours. And he told us then, he goes, once we have dates and everything, he wants to be a part of House of Mouse too. So when we had the date, I messaged Jason. He's like, yep, it's already on my calendar. Yep, I will be there. So we're very excited to have him coming back. He's like Michelle said, he's fantastic. He loves every fan. He takes his time with everybody, talks to you, has fun with everybody who comes out. Wears our leggings.
He wore our Lost Princess Apparel leggings the one day under that Banksy costume. He had my leggings on. Well, not mine personally, but
I don't know what kind of woman was that.
He was wearing my leggings, which is really funny. But yeah, and of course, if you meet Jason, I'm sure he'll talk Banksy to you too.
And
during the panel, or Max, if you'd rather, or many other things. He's done so many voices. So you can get information at houseofmouseexpo.com. Tickets are available. VIP packages are available.
They are.
Finally.
And the VIP packages are limited. So once they're gone because they are including the party for Saturday night. With the one package, the other package is just the VIP experience. But if you go down and read about it, you can see everything. Or I'm sorry, the other one is the VIP bundle. The VIP experience.
There's two VIP packages this year because they and both include more than last year.
Yes.
But one of them actually includes the party on Saturday night.
Right, so you don't want to miss out on all that, so make sure you get your tickets soon, and these are also still the early bird pricing, so the prices will go up eventually.
Yes, so yeah, housemouseexpo.com.
Also, if you need tickets, or I'm sorry, if you need room reservations, the reservation link is on the site under the accommodations tab, so click there, and then you'll get our rate for the weekend, which is $179. For the NBC Suites, and you can book that up to 3 days before the event, 3 days after the event, still get that rate if you're coming to town for a few days.
Which includes a breakfast buffet in the morning.
And a happy hour in the evening.
And happy hour. So you can actually go to happy hour before you go to the VIP party and have a really happy evening.
And actually, I was talking to our friend Jeremy about that, and they stayed there a few weeks ago, and he said, he goes, the breakfast is just, it's not a continental breakfast. It's a full-fledged breakfast buffet that you can go through in the omelet station, all this other stuff. And if you have a family of three or four and you go out to breakfast, you're going to spend $30, $40 for breakfast and you get that included. And then if you go out for drinks later, you're going to spend even more money for that. So it saves you a little bit of money over those few things if you stay at the resort.
Right.
Plus, you don't miss out on anything because you're right there.
Exactly.
And also, parking will be free for everybody at the Embassy Suites. We always forget to say that. So even if you're not staying there, if you're just coming in for the day or the weekend and you're local, parking will be free at the Embassy Suites. So you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. So it's all a good thing.
Yeah. Really good.
So staying on site is like Chuck had just said. I'm not seeing all the comments again, but I do see yours, Chuck. And staying on site is perfect because you can eat there, you can drink there, you can party there, you can go to our expo, you can shop there.
And I'll tell you, after last year, a lot of the celebrities would hang out in the lounge and stuff in the afternoon.
This is true, right? They were all hanging out in the lounge in the same place where they had happy hour. They have like a bar and you can walk up and get food.
Nice, but
a lot of the celebrities were hanging out right there too, so, which is also super fun.
It was a great time. So far our guests now, Lee Ehrenberg, Brad Island,
Irene Bedard,
and Jason Marsden. So there's your first four that we've announced, and there is so many more coming. So stay
tuned.
That's
pretty darn impressive.
That's really impressive. Actually, we could probably be good with those four, but we're not.
But there is more.
But there won't be an announcement next week. We won't be making one next week. Now we're going to wait a couple weeks.
Yeah, we're working Spooky Empire in Orlando this weekend, so we wanted to make some announcements so that we could promote our expo at Spooky Empire. We'll have a booth. What?
Well, mostly because we had postcards made, and they have all four of those people on it, so we had to have all four announcements for the show.
That too. but yeah, if you're going to be in Orlando this weekend, come see us at Spooky Empire. We'll have a booth for Main Street Mouse and for Lost Princess Apparel, and we can book. We'll be talking about House of Mouse Expo. And speaking of Lost Princess Apparel, we have a huge clearance sale going on right now. Leggings $10 and $15. So LostPrincessApparel.com, that ends Wednesday.
vendor information, Stephanie just asked, but I'm still trying to negotiate to get the price a little bit lower because I'm not really happy with where it is. So I am still working to get the price a little lower for all the vendors. So I should have that within the next day or two. The contact we deal with, he was working in Jacksonville at a show this weekend. So he messaged me about an hour and a half ago and he's working on it. We're going to see if we can get a better price for everybody for vendor booths. But this year it is going to be all the same booths. They're all going to be 8x10 booths this year. There's not going to be any of the smaller ones that we had last year.
Yeah, everybody's going to have the
same size booth because it is easier and cheaper to do it that way. Also, the celebrities will be in the vendor room. That is one thing I want to make sure we sell that because last year the celebrities were in a separate room from the vendors, and a lot of the vendors said that the traffic wasn't as good in the vendor room because everybody was in the celebrity room. So we've eliminated that, and we're bringing the celebrities into the vendor room with all the vendors. So everybody's going to have to go through that big room to get back there to see them.
So all the traffic will be in one area. The room that was the celebrity room, there may be something special happening in there, but that remains to be spoke about later. We can't show you all our cards.
Yeah,
now.
I can't show you everything.
No.
And Sarah asked about volunteering. Well, actually, Sarah, we've actually gotten enough volunteers already, but I'll message you because you are part of Major Now staff.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit different. So I'll message you, Sarah, and we can definitely accommodate you.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's go on. Let's talk about Disney news.
Are you guys ready to talk Disney now? Well, we were talking Disney before, but mostly Expo. Okay, so anyway, so today Disney announced that the Halloween Fun is coming back to Disneyland. All the Halloween festivities, including the Oogie Boogie Bash at Disney California Adventure. So what?
I can say that for the first time, because we always hear about this information for Disneyland, but we know we're not going. We never go. We want to every year. We read it. We're like, oh my gosh, we need to go because we can be out there for all that. And there's just no way that usually we can go. Well, this year it happens to kick off
for D23
a week after we get there for D23. So guess where we're going to be able to go while we're there?
Yeah, because the one thing, you know, you guys, if you've been watching for the past 4 years, you know that I am a super fan when it comes to the Haunted Mansion. And I love their Haunted Mansion better than ours at Disney World. But I do love it better. I just do. It's better. So the overlay, the Nightmare Before Christmas overlay, we always miss it. So this year, we're going to actually get to see the overlay at the Haunted Mansion. Which I'm excited about. I mean, I'm gonna kind of miss not seeing the Haunted Mansion the way it usually is, but right. I'm excited to see the overlay. Have you guys seen the overlay out there? I hear it's pretty cool and different and interesting.
And every year it's a little bit different. They change it
they add something
to
it.
Something every year. So it's exciting. I've wanted to see it. And like she said, we miss it because we're D23 every other year. We usually miss it by about 2 weeks on average, a week to 2 weeks. That it's coming in right after we leave. Actually, last time they were shutting it down the day after we left.
And it was an expo last year because it got bumped a year. So we just went out there last August to see Avengers Campus and sightsee a little bit.
Because I couldn't read.
Because he couldn't read. So we were already out there last year, but we're going to go this year and cover the expo and see the Halloween stuff. So I hope you guys tune in for all of that. One thing...
Heather said we're gonna love the overlay. Jocelyn said we'll love the overlay.
I'm excited. So speaking of D23 Expo, there's going to be a special pre-sale on June 28th for D23 members that you can buy tickets for the Oogie Boogie Bash that will be on the 10th of September, which is that Saturday night during D23 Expo.
Right. Yep, the expo this year is on the 9th, 10th, 11th. Kyle said that because Jason's a repeat, they almost feel like he should have another guest announcement tonight. We don't have anybody else ready. I mean, we have people signed, but we don't have any kind of...
He still counts. I mean, it's a repeat, but it's still a good one. And there's a lot of people that didn't get to come to the expo last year, so he's brand new to them. So
that's true.
We can't show all our cards. We just can't.
No, but we do have a lot of great announcements coming. You guys are going to want to stick tuned for the next few weeks because we're going to try to do them up until just a few months before the expo. We want to get all the announcements out there so everybody knows who's going to be there. But there will be more celebrities this year than last year. We can tell you that for sure. So
yeah.
We've already signed more. So that's how I know for sure we'll have more.
Yeah, we have a lot of people to tell you about. Let's just say that.
lot of great people.
Okay, we gotta go back to Disney.
I like the Expo.
Okay, so so September 2nd starts Halloween out at Disneyland, which starts later, as you know. I think it's August 12th is when Not So Scary starts here, and we actually are going to be there on opening night of Mickey's Not So Scary in August. So, of course, I'll remind you a million times before then, but we'll be there covering opening night. Now, we haven't had Not So Scary for a couple of years, right. And, you know, the Booty You Parade and all that fun stuff and the Hocus Pocus, Villain Spectacular. And see, that's another sidebar. So that's another great reason to have Hocus Pocus fun at our expo, because Disney is very heavily Hocus Pocus year for Halloween because of the new movie. So, so I'm just saying, I think that.
Wasn't the Jack Skellington also part of the Booty, the where he walks out on the stage?
That, okay, so that was the brand new fireworks that debuted
19?
Right before the world fell apart in 19.
So is that coming back?
It's supposed to be the whole Halloween party is back. I forgot about Jack walking out onto the stage.
It's amazing. He's probably 12 foot tall.
Is he that tall?
He was huge. He comes walking out on stage, and it's amazing to see it. So we actually, when they announced that the parties were going on sale, we didn't know if there'd be a media event that night or not, so we just bit the bullet and bought tickets so we could be there, because we want to make sure we cover it and see everything for the first time in a long time. That's
bad. Well, plus media hasn't been, they've been doing it like after events start. We wanted to be there on the first night to show you guys all the returning stuff and to see if there was anything new. He is like the biggest candy monster.
Look at me. Isn't it obvious?
Oh my gosh. We go to the Halloween party. Let's talk food for a second. So we go to the Halloween party, and I'm like, oh, look at the parade. Look at the characters. Look at the shows. He's like, okay, we have this amount of time to go around and get candy.
Because when we're doing a media event, we don't have time to candy. Because they keep us running from one side of the park to the other for interviews and information and all that stuff. But we're paying for this one. So guess who's going to get candy?
Oh, my God.
Taking my extra big backpack.
Like we need it. For real.
I'll stop eating 2 weeks before so I can make
you later. Will not. You're still a liar.
Yeah.
Scott will have his big backpacks, put backpacks on whoever else and be like, hey, let's just load up.
You're carrying one of my backpacks. I'm
no, I'm not.
You're filling them puppies up.
You don't need to, but whatever. I mean,
bring your big purse. I'm going to the buffet.
I don't even know what to say to you. Okay, so. How do we get on these? How do we start talking about hoarding candy at the Halloween party?
Because we're talking about the Halloween party.
I know, but how did that happen?
Candy is just a natural part of the whole experience. Halloween and candy go together like peanut butter and jelly.
And you know what's really funny is, speaking of, God, we just take these topics and run with it. So speaking of Halloween, so we had.
Thank you, Shane.
What?
He said, get it while getting good.
Shane, don't encourage him.
I wish I passed out everybody's donuts there.
Booty's better.
Traitor.
Anyway, Oh, I know. We had to go into Lowe's today for a minute. And when I walked in and looked to the left, they had all stuff, like topsoil and dirt and boring stuff. And I got excited for a second, not at the dirt, mind you. I got excited because that whole area is going to be full of Halloween stuff soon.
And I don't know about every place else, but here it should be flipped over probably mid-July.
Well, all the stores?
Well, that one. The stores around here, because Disney's going to Halloween in August. So the stores will start before that even.
So, yeah, I'm really excited about Halloween, as I usually am every year. Like, once 4th of July hits, I'll be totally done with summer. And then I'll be, like, probably by mid-October, I'll be like, okay, let's wrap this up because I'm ready for Christmas.
I know. She gets so excited for Halloween that once it's here, she's ready to be done with it by October 1st.
I like to have stuff to look forward to. And I feel like last year we didn't really get to enjoy the Christmas season because we were so wrapped up with the expo and all that stuff that we just were so busy. And I don't know why. I feel like we missed out. Like, it's almost like, follow me for a second. Like, you go on vacation. I really have a point, I swear. So,
We gonna eat candy in the kitchen?
No, there's not about food. Listen.
Even Scarlett said Halloween is about candy.
All right. Focus, Atwood. Focus.
I'm focusing.
Okay, so like when you go on vacation and you want, you're having such a good time and you want it to last and you want to soak it up while you can, because you know it's fleeting and because you know that it's going to wrap up before you really know it.
True.
I feel that way about Christmas. And let me tell you why I feel about that way about Christmas rather than Halloween, because we had this discussion. I don't know if you were listening to me when I was talking.
I listened.
But we were talking about how, okay, again, follow me. Florida, Disney starts Halloween
August
12th. So even earlier than mid. And it runs all the way to October, end of October. So that's like 2.5 months. You don't get as much time for Christmas to enjoy the decorations. I mean, yes, it flips November 1st. But you still have like an extra 2 weeks or so of really being in the thick of it with Halloween than you do Christmas. And I think a lot of times, like, yeah, we're excited about Christmas, but a lot of people, not me, mind you, not me. A lot of people are like, when Christmas comes, they're done. Like my mom's neighbors, for example, like before, like they'll have like a race of like to put their Christmas crap away before the new year. And then there's
sometimes
me.
It's before the end of Christmas.
They're in the driveway pulling lights off the garage. But like for me, I keep it to like the first week of January because I love it so much and I love my tree.
And we're in Michigan for the last 2 weeks of the year.
Not anymore. Not 2 weeks. You're just being bitter.
I'm not bitter.
We were like a week.
We usually go 7-8 days.
Anyway, we're not there for all of Christmas.
That's good because it's too cold.
It is cold. But but you know what I'm saying? Like, I really do enjoy the holiday seasons at Disney. And now when I say holiday seasons, I mean Halloween and Christmas.
So technically, you just said Halloween starts about 2 to 3 weeks longer than Christmas.
Yeah.
The season.
Yeah.
But if we extend ours to the second week in January, isn't that the same amount of time then?
What you mean?
Well, if it starts from mid-August to October, 31st is Halloween, right? So November 1st till mid-January is Christmas.
But they've been putting the Christmas stuff away earlier.
Well, just because they put it away doesn't mean you have to.
I don't put it away. Like Disney does. And I think that people, like, I will say, like, if you go to the park January 1st, let's say, January 2nd. And you walk into the Magic Kingdom and they're still playing, you know, Santa Claus is Coming to Town when Santa already done come to town. It doesn't have the same effect.
Jim wants, he says, we crack him up. He wants to know how long we've been married.
Too long.
If I said that, I'd be on the couch. Just saying.
How long have we been married? 15 years? Something like that.
15 it'll be this year.
We've been together 17.
Right.
Yeah, so a while.
Like your dad tells me all the time, you knew what you were getting into.
No, you knew what you signed up for.
That's it.
Whenever I do something, because I'm a lot to handle. I admit it. I am a lot. My dad will tease him, like when I'm being silly, which is most of the time. He'll look at Scott and be like, you knew what you signed up for. So.
Thanks, dude.
So anyway, why did we start talking about Christmas?
Because you're talking
Lowe's.
About
the,
yeah.
So yeah, but do you guys feel that way about like wanting to hold on to certain things, whether it's?
I want to hold on to Halloween.
Do you?
I prefer Halloween over Christmas season.
I love them both, but I'm totally ready for like pulling out my pumpkin decorations and watching Hocus Pocus and.
And you know what else Halloween brings?
Candy.
Halloween horror nights.
Oh, that's your candy.
Very talk about candy. Move along, yeah, we got to come up with new topics. I love HHN, and I cannot wait. I will be getting the pass this year as often as I can, I believe.
Are you? Wait, we don't have time for all that.
I will make time.
Okay, so that was at the bottom of my list, but since we're talking about Halloween, all
right,
we'll just move it up here.
So we're talking about Halloween. That's part of the Halloween thing.
Right.
So Universal this week announced the house. Michael Myers is returning with the house. So Paula is going to love going.
She's not going.
She should.
She should, but she's not going.
She should. I bet Parna buy her ticket. Take her. So have you guys been to HHN? Do you guys like it? Are you scared to death of it? Like some people here are scared.
Yeah. he's a big
filler. You're not scared?
Wait. No. I'm going to throw you under the bus.
Are you scared?
I am scared.
Okay, then.
But you don't like jump scares either.
But I don't get scared in those houses.
A little bit.
No.
I put
something in front of me.
But you don't love it either.
I do love it. I love the houses because I think they're awesome.
I wish you could go through the houses and have nobody jump out at you. That's what I want.
That's called the Haunted Mansion.
Right. But, I mean, I'm very interested in the houses, the props, what would you call it? Like the setup in the rooms and stuff?
Just the way they do it. Just the whole experience of seeing how they do it. The amount of time they take to theme each room of those houses.
It's pretty cool.
It's amazing. The last time she went 2 years back, she did the Ghostbusters house. No problem.
Yeah.
You did the Stranger Things house. No problem.
Well, and, somewhat problem.
And then we went to the Universal Monsters house, which was my favorite house ever. And then that one got you. Because I love the classic Universal Monsters. I just think they're awesome. And you go through that house, and each room in the house was a different one of the characters. And we went to this one room where you were just basically walking in.
Some of them heard this story already, but if you want to embarrass me again, go ahead.
Okay, good. So you walk around this little area, which is all draped. And it was the creature from the Black Lagoon was behind the drapes, and he would jump out. Well, he jumped out of her when we first walked in the room, and he got her really good, and he knew it. So he got her like 6 more times around the little circle. And by the time we got done, she's like, I'm done. I'm not going to any more houses. This is it. I'm out. Get me out. And then as we're leaving, the Bride of Frankenstein got us at the very end one last time.
And I might have cried.
I wasn't going to say you cried.
I might have cried. Well, I don't like to, you know as well as I do, in fairness, let's be fair, I fully admit my quirks and
fears,
faults, all of it, because it is what it is. So, you can jump out at me, like, I won't even let him jump out at me, like, if he were to jump out at me, like, in the hall, like, if I'm in the bathroom, and if he were in the hallway and jumped out at me, I'd probably swing at him.
Yesterday we were at a store and I just walked up by her and I thought she heard me. I'm big. I don't just walk up quietly. And I walked up and she like, oh my gosh, turned around. I
what was it?
Oh my gosh. Sally Mickey Mouse. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Oh boy. But yeah. So like if I get scared, it like hurts my nerve endings. Like a jump scare makes like me short circuit and it like hurts
all the time. But even the scare zones are fun.
Okay, yeah. So like I would be fine like recruiting some friends, getting some cocktails and walking around and dodging creepies in the scare zones. I would do that. I don't know. I mean, they announced the Michael Myers house and I can promise you I would not go in that house because
I've heard he just shows up in every room.
He's just everywhere. Like, just like in the movies. Like, he just won't go away. And you know there's probably 40 of them in there. 40. And I'm not doing that. That's not happening.
So what house would you like to see at HHN this year? Considering all the pop culture stuff that's going on, considering all the past houses, I know you don't want to see Jack the Clown.
Nope, I don't do clowns.
But what house do you think would be fantastic to see this year based on?
Stranger Things.
I think Stranger Things is a must.
Did you guys watch Stranger Things yet? It's pretty good.
It's really good. And there's 2 more episodes that are going to play July 1st.
July 1st.
July 1st. So we'll have to tune in. Actually, we won't be able to because we'll be on ship.
That's right.
As soon as we get back from watching.
Can you guys see us okay? On my end, it looks choppy. Wee bit choppy.
There's storms in the area, so our signal might be a little bit weak.
Yes. Yeah, I would like to see Stranger Things. I don't know if I would go in it. What?
Barney House.
That's frightening. Like, okay, so like for example,
Sanderson House, that'd be cool.
Oh god, yeah. If they could swing something hocus pocus, well, yeah, I'd be down for it. Yeah, I know. Like last year, they had Hill House, The Haunting of Hill House. Now I loved that series on Netflix. I totally loved it, and I would have loved to have seen it. Probably would have been scared, but I might have gone in that one.
Yeah, I don't know how much of that would have been jump scares or just like creepy things walking past you and stuff like that.
But even so, creepy things walking, anything moving is too much for me. I just don't like it.
I think Stranger Things could be interesting though, especially with the way the season, I don't want to give away spoilers for the season, but I think watching the episodes this year, there's a lot of those rooms in the episodes that you could see becoming part of the houses. that he would be.
Oh, really, for sure. Creepy. And then the main villain, the bad guy. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, he'd be scary. He could do that. So I guess that we could see. Oh, Chuck said Midnight Mass. Okay, so that's another good one. If you guys, it's all done. Well, Midnight Mass, Hill House, and Bly Manor is all done by the same guy. I can't remember his name. Mike Finnegan, maybe.
I think that was it.
His series are fantastic and spooky, really, and I love them. So I highly recommend it.
Definitely.
What was I gonna say? I was gonna before about that. Oh, we're talking about which houses. I can't remember now. But yeah. But I would give it a go. I just would probably end up crying again. It would depend on what it is. Now they announced the Michael Myers house. They haven't announced any more houses yet, so we don't know what.
But there'll be 10 total. Once all
is it 10?
10, yeah, that's what I heard. There's
so maybe Stranger Things is on the agenda.
I think that one's almost a necessity because Stranger Things has been there for previous years, so it's kind of final year. You need to go out with me.
I guess so. Sorry, I don't mean to keep looking down. I have snoring dogs underneath me. So if you hear like grumbling.
They could do a Suicide Squad house.
I don't even know what would be like. Okay, so a few years ago, when I didn't go, they did a trick-or-treat house.
Yes.
That movie scares the crap out of me. And it's not that it's scary, it's creepy. You ever like watch something that is like, you're not like, they're scary and there's just flat out creepy.
Yeah, I did the trick-or-treat house a few years ago.
With all the little Sams running around with his sucker in the...
Yeah, there's a Sam, like, it was in every room. But what was really cool, and if you've been to HHN, you go backstage to these houses where they are. And a lot of them are just big sound stages, but that one was actually a house. It was actually an old house. You walk up the steps.
Like in the movie?
Just like in the movie. And you walk through, and then you walk into the living room, and then you turn here and go to the kitchen, and just the different rooms of the house, but Sam would just pop out of nowhere. Throughout, and then eventually you go through the garage, and of course Sam's in there too. But it was a really fun house. I really liked it.
Yeah, I can't do zombies either. Like zombies.
The Walking Dead used to be their big ones.
Oh yeah, and the thing is I used to love watching The Walking Dead. I kind of fell off it the past couple of years because it ran against my 90 Day Fiance, and 90 Day Fiance went out. No, that would be a scary house.
That already is a scary house. Corey said we need a Hellraiser house or the Evil Dead.
Oh yeah. Sure.
Come on, Sport. Somebody wants to see your dog.
Well, Jack won't let me pick him up because he's very fat and heavy.
Wow, you just fat shamed him on.
Well, no, television. I can't pick him up so he can freak out.
That's
no.
True. Sorry, Jack.
But I know a little girl that would let me pick her up. You guys want to see Ava?
We spend a lot of time in the parks. Not as much as we'd like to, Jim. We get so busy, but we try to go at least once or twice a week.
This is Ava.
This is Ava.
Okay, proceed. I'll hold her.
Okay. Well, what was next? So, was it this?
Yeah, we can talk about that.
So on Saturday, if you watch our coverage, we were at Animal Kingdom for the new Finding Nemo show debuted. It's called The Big Blue and Beyond.
Yeah, Finding Nemo, The Big Blue and Beyond.
Show. So a stage show. It's over there right outside of, or just on the other side of the bridge from Everest. Across from where they do the kite tails. I couldn't think of the name of it. I liked the show. I thought it was good. It was really fast paced though. So it tells you the story of Nemo like in 25 minutes.
Yeah. So like the old show was 40 minutes. Yeah. This one is down to 25. What?
Chuck said Warpig.
Warpig. this one's down to 25. And so they take the story and they do run it through like what Finding Nemo was all about, but they also show you, it's weird because they say, oh, this is what happened after they got back. And that part was like 3 minutes long. So basically it was, showing you.
Yeah.
It was like you know what? I'm not going to be honest. I'll just let you talk.
You can be honest.
No, it's okay. I'll keep it to myself.
You don't like it. You know.
It's.
If you don't want to talk about it, that means you don't like it.
Well.
And you shouldn't say you don't like it. You should just say maybe it wasn't your cup of tea.
Okay, but I have reasons. I mean, I don't really remember a lot about the old show because our kids didn't care for it.
No, we saw it in 09, I think. And we went in there and we watched it. And I think we were towards the back, so we probably didn't see everything as good as others. Probably the back corner, I think, is where we were for that one. Nothing against it, and the performers are fantastic. And this one, the performers are excellent. And it's really good the way they do they bring the characters to life. I mean, you see Crush come out there, and it's huge.
Yeah, and they have the big digital screen makes a big difference. I don't remember what was back there the last time, but there was no screen.
No, they actually, before the show started, it was a media and cast member preview of the show. And the one of the directors or show producers came out and he told us, he goes, the screen's brand new. It allows them to change the background quickly throughout the show to go with the show. So I like how they did that. I like how the sharks come up, Bruce and his cohort.
The Bruce part was probably my favorite. I thought the actor and the puppeteers did really well with Bruce.
I thought they did the same with Crush.
Crush was really impressive also.
So definitely one of those things you want to see. I don't know if we'll be back to see it again, but it's not a bad show at all. And I think the cast members do a phenomenal job.
The cast members, the performers are amazing. I think my problem here's a point for you. So there were, one of the producers of the show had come out and talked ahead of time. And he had, I don't know if you picked up on this, but he said that they made the show shorter and condensed so people could spend more time in the parks. Right. So I'm gathering by that the 40-minute show was just too long.
It was. And if you got little kids, everybody knows who has little kids. It's hard to keep them still.
It's hard to keep
for
kids'
40
attention.
Minutes, especially
you know?
When you're in the middle of a Disney theme park. They don't want to watch a show for 40 minutes. They want to see something quick, and then they want to go back and do rides.
I mean, if I'm being honest, it's hard to keep some adults' attention for 40 minutes, especially if there's other things you could be doing.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, some adults is me.
But I thought it was a good show. I've heard a lot of people who liked it. I've heard a lot of people who are just okay with it. But if you go see it, let us know what you think. And I think you guys will like it. We do have the full video on our YouTube channel, though, mm-hmm. where you can go watch it. If you're not going to be making parks anytime soon, you can see what the show's about. We were right in front of the sound booth, so the video's pretty good.
The video's good. The performers are good. Finding Nemo just is not my favorite Pixar movie.
There you go.
And that could be a big reason.
That could be a big
reason. It's not the performers. It's not the show. It's I don't really like Finding Nemo.
I wish they would do a show based on Up.
Oh, can you imagine if they would have, wait a second, wait, rewind. You're onto something, Ellie, because, okay, they have Kevin walking around. They have
Wilderness Explorers is the big
right?
thing at the park for the bad.
Doug and
Russell
do their meet and greet. They have that bird show that most don't care about over there. They could have taken that Nemo Theater and made it a different movie theme. They could have made that a can you imagine? Like having Paradise Falls on that screen.
They could have done so much, I think. And maybe for the future it might be something to switch to and do a different Pixar film. Or they could, being that it's a digital screen, they could alternate it every couple of maybe a year or so to a different, bring in a different show. If they want to keep it Pixar, that's fine. They can do other Pixar films.
Here's what I think. You ready for my conspiracy?
Oh boy, here we go.
Here's what I think. I think that they did have complaints that the show was too long. And so they're going to try to do the condensed version and see how that goes. If that one doesn't go over any better, maybe they'll change to a different show.
Okay. The one thing I will say, though, with the old show, every time it let out, it was full. I mean, it was always full. It was not empty. So a lot of people would go see the show. I don't know how many will repeat people will see it. I don't know how many people were doing it to escape the heat. Animal Kingdom as a whole is a very warm park to be in.
It is so stinking hot, Animal Kingdom.
I mean, we don't go there that often, and I think that's one of the main reasons. Really,
and there's not
there.
A lot to do there either. So, I mean.
But we did do something new at Animal Kingdom this weekend.
Should we go back to talking about food?
Why not? That's all we ever talk about.
You good?
She's falling asleep.
Yeah, she was pouting underneath me. So, okay, so when we were there at Animal Kingdom to watch the Big Blue and Beyond, we actually finally ate at Yak and Yeti. Mm-hmm. Now, we've gone to the walk-up over there on the side, but we've never actually gone in and had dinner. No. Now, everybody says that Yak and Yeti was fantastic, and it's really right up my alley. I'm really big on, like, rice and chicken dishes.
Yes.
So we tried it, and lo and behold, it was fantastic. Go ahead.
No, I had the sweet and sour chicken with the white rice. Michelle had the teriyaki grilled chicken
with vegetables and rice.
It was fantastic. The food was excellent. Our service was good. The portions were a good size. Other people we were with had their portions were huge of the food they got. It was just a really good. There's a lot of places to sit in there too. It was a very big restaurant. I was kind of shocked how big it actually was when we were inside there. Definitely a place I'd go back. If you're a member of the Landry's Club, it's one of the Landry's ones. So if you, I think it's like $25 to join Landry's. But if you have the card, you can just walk up without a reservation.
And we waited about 15 minutes because my friend John had the card. Mm-hmm. And he was the one like, let's go to Yak and Yeti. I can't believe we haven't tried it there. And he always drags me to restaurants to try. And, you know, then he waits for me to take a bite of something and he stares at me like, well.
Well, I think if he invited us, he should have paid.
But the food was really, really good. That teriyaki chicken I had, the marinade on it was delicious. So John's big thing was he was raving about the egg rolls. You get three egg rolls and sauce, and they were big. And he had the chicken fried rice. But the egg rolls,
side dish.
I think three egg rolls is a lot.
If one person's eating them, yeah, it's kind of
awesome. I mean, and like people at our table, everybody ordered like three. I didn't have one, but because it's pork. But, you know, they had egg rolls. For appetizers, they have chicken lettuce wraps, which I would have eaten for sure.
Yeah, I would have liked to try those, but we had already enough food coming. So can you use the card anywhere in the park? Just at the Landry.
But yeah. Landry's is good for
Rainforest Cafe. Just outside of that park, but also Disney Springs. You've got Rainforest, T-Rex.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what else they have. Landry's has quite a few restaurants in the area.
So what's cool about the Landry's card, if you do eat at Yak and Yeti or Rainforest or T-Rex, when you have the card, like you said, you can go right up without a reservation, yeah. And they will seat you as quick as they can. I think we waited 15 minutes, which is pretty good because it was busy. Also, it's $25 for the card, and then you get a $25 voucher right back.
Yes, you get an email $25 voucher, and then on your birthday, you also get a $25 voucher. The best thing about it, though, is you only pay it one time. It's not like you have to renew it yearly. And I have one. I forgot all about it, but as long as you bought it once and you still have the card, it's good forever. I mean, it doesn't expire. So, and you'll get your gift card on your $25 credit on your birthday. You will get your initial $25 gift card.
Because John has the Landry's card, and because he likes to go to Yak and Yeti.
Mm-hmm.
He said he doesn't really care about the other restaurants. He has it primarily just because he likes Yak and Yeti so much. So,
but if you get $25 and you get your $25 back, you're really not losing anything. Social Security.
No, so I think I know that it's someplace that we'll be back at. I mean, we don't go to Animal Kingdom all that much, but when we do, I would definitely eat there. I mean, you figure, if you think about how much you spend on walk-up food is not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a little triggered by how much the meals cost at Yak and Yeti. My grilled chicken and rice was $25, which is a lot.
It is.
But, you know, it's by the time you order, like, you know, fries and a sandwich or whatever, and then you get yourself a pop and whatever, you're spending like $15, $16 alone, and the food isn't as good.
No, and that's the one thing we've learned a lot over the last couple of years. I know Corey said maybe the food's gotten better. He hasn't been there in a while.
It was really good. And he's critical. So yeah, if it was crappy, he would tell you it was crappy.
Or if the portions weren't good enough, because that's how I look at it. If I'm going to spend the money, then I want to make sure I'm going to walk out of there full. And it's got to be good. So yeah, there's no way on earth I would go back if I thought it was a ripoff. So I think it's good. We've learned that walk-up food, it's okay if you're in a hurry. I do like the new Connections Cafe.
Now that's good food.
That's really good walk-up food. But a lot of times I'd rather go do a sit-down And yeah, you might pay more, but you're going to walk out of there full. You're going to walk out of there with something different than chicken fingers or a burger or a salad. That's, I mean, we went to, where did we go last week? We were at the studios. I'm trying to think of the name.
Oh, it was awful. Commissary.
Which was always a favorite of ours, and we liked it, and it just wasn't as good this time. And I don't know that we both had chicken dishes, and neither one of them, the chicken was good. And I don't know if it's because of the times we're in right now with chicken shortages and all that, maybe. But it just wasn't as good, and we paid $40-some for the two of us to have that at a walk-up. So if you really think about it, and then you get the refills, and you get waiter service and all that to restaurants, it comes out to be worth it. But if you're with kids and you're in a hurry and you just want to get back to the parks, the walk-ups, they benefit you in that aspect.
Yeah, I mean, the commissary was a disappointment because, like, I try to eat somewhat healthy, and I usually get their Mediterranean salad with chicken, and it has, like, hummus and, like, a flatbread on the side. And the chicken just isn't what it used to be. It used to be really good.
It used to be, and it was big chunks of chicken back then.
Yeah, it's all right. But, like, Animal Kingdom, I know that you like Pizzafari.
I like
Satouli Canteen. I like to go. That's like my main reason to go back in Pandora, because I like their rice bowls. And
I like the barbecue place too, Flame Tree.
Flame Tree, yeah. So, I mean, there's good places to choose from at Animal Kingdom, but I would definitely do Yak and Yeti again. I can't believe, being that I love that kind of food, that it's taken me so long to go there.
Yeah, it's
kind of odd. So I'm kind of glad that John push the issue.
Not John's pain every time we go.
That was pretty good. So yeah. And I think that's really all we had to talk about tonight. Yes.
Wow. Oh, the minivans are back.
Oh yeah. We skipped over that part. Yeah, considering things that are back, Hoop-de-doo review and
at the camper.
Minivans.
And minivans are back, which we always suspected they'd be back. I know a lot of people, oh, they're gone, they're not coming back.
Not
but they were still
back.
Parked in the parking lot at Epcot. And I'm like, if they're not coming back, why are they still
Why are they there?
Yeah.
And you think about it, you know, the year before, well, yeah. Here, you remember, what?
That dog really does not move.
Listen. Can you hear? She's snoring.
Ava can fall asleep like that. She's almost like a baby. That she just, once she's held and she's comfortable, she can doze right off.
And just for those that don't know, she's a rescue. So she's very attached to me, I guess you could say. So she was shaking underneath my chair. She literally was like, so like she just needed a little reassurance. So that's why.
Yeah, she had a rough life before she came.
She had a really rough. Adopt, don't shop, because they're worth it.
Victoria Numbers is reopening too.
Yes, that's true.
So, but yeah, so Hoop-de-doo, if you've never been there, we've never been there. So we've never tried it.
No, we always go to Trails End, which is the same food.
But it's not a buffet anymore.
We went to Trails End. It's going to be again.
I hope so. We went there with Corey and the family not too long ago. And it was okay. It was the skillets. But the problem is she's a picky eater about what she eats. Not Ava, I'm talking about the other one.
Ava's not picky at all.
But Michelle's very picky when it comes to certain foods, and she doesn't eat pork, she doesn't eat beef,
fish
at all, and chicken, no bones. But when you're getting, when they only have one skillet and it comes a certain way, and that's
with all the
have,
crap I don't eat.
Without everything,
I'll eat the side dishes, like I'll eat the potatoes and the corn and like cornbread, like all the carbs. Give me all the carbs.
But it wasn't worth the price it. Based on what she eats. Now, if they had the buffet, she can go up there and she can get other stuff that she wants.
Oh, yeah. When we used to go to the buffet, when it was, they had the buffet, I loved it there because they had, you know, they had salads and they had pizza and they had mac and cheese
their
and
chilies.
Baked potato bar, you know, stuff that I definitely eat there. And all the desserts, like desserts weren't good anymore either. They were like pudding cups.
Well, yeah, they brought us three little pudding cups for, what was it, eight of us? Seven of us at the table.
We had to get more pudding. Wasn't very good. But I'm hoping that they go back to buffet.
But I would like to do Hoop-de-doo. Everybody's saying Hoop-de-doo is great. I would like to go just to see the show and such.
Yeah.
And check it out. So maybe one of these days.
Because I'm likening it to years ago when we went to Backyard Barbecue because it was barbecue food in a show.
The Backyard Barbecue, that was a nightmare. We were here on a trip from Michigan and if you've ever been to it, you know you have to take buses to get back to where the show is, or you have to take the boats over. And we were taking buses over, and then where they drop you off, you have to walk the rest of the way. And it was coming down in buckets.
It was like a monsoon.
It was like a monsoon here. And we got soaked. We were drenched. Her shoes she had on
got ruined.
She has pictures of where we just got there, and we're just covered in rain. And
because, you cold. Know, once you get – we got under the porch where Trails End is, and then realized that we had – because we had never been – that we had to keep walking – because, you know, where our backyard barbecue was, like, even further back behind the building. And it was just raining. And so, like, when we actually got to where, you know, they had the big picnic tables and stuff, they had just piles and piles of towels. Yes. Because people were soaked. I mean, you know what, though? It's a memory.
It's definitely a good memory. It was fun. It ended up being fun. Andrew had a blast. He was out there
dancing with the characters. And they had like the country, like cowboy, like band and all that stuff. So it was fun.
It was fun. I don't know if we never went back to it because it wasn't enough to make us go back. And I remember we did it because we had the dining plan at the time.
That's right.
And it was two dining credits.
It was two dining
credits. To go to that. Oh my gosh, I forgot all about that. And the dining plan, hopefully it's coming back. I know a lot of people are waiting for that.
So I'm hearing not till next year now. Now don't say I'm not saying for sure, but that's what I'm hearing. Originally the rumor mill said October, and then one of my friends has a little birdie who told him that now they're thinking next year, but I don't know. But as soon as we find out definite information, I'll for sure post that.
Yes, that definitely helped us on two trips for sure.
I loved the dining plan. And plus the kids got to eat more. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, you know, we wouldn't use the dining plan because we live here.
No, we would never use it now. But if you're coming here on vacation, it's great to be able to use that and be able to eat, like we said, the sit down foods at a lot of home. Or you can do the all quick service, however you want to do it. You end up saving money.
That's true. We enjoyed it. We ate quite a bit.
And I would just eat at Connections Cafe.
I don't get those waffles.
And that salad.
Waffles and salad. I mean, it sounds pretty good.
Well, the General Tso's chicken is not a healthy salad, but it is.
It is not a healthy salad. But if you want to make yourself feel better and say, I'll just have a salad.
I'll just have a salad and a waffle.
Right, Ava? You have a salad.
So is that it? Are we all set?
That's it.
I think we got everything okay.
Oh, also, just as another thing, we will be on the Wish for the christening cruise before it's open to the public.
2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yes. So they have us at Coronado Springs the 28th, and then we will be on the cruise the next three nights.
Yes.
So I'll remind you, of course, but we will have coverage from the Wish before anybody else gets to sail. Now, I was on a Zoom call today with the PR people, and it's going to be like real media there, like broadcast TV news and stuff. And it's like,
they basically said it's going to be a media ship that weekend.
Basically.
And all it's going to be is just media to promote the ship and all it offers. And I'm really excited about the Marvel restaurant. I think that's going to be really cool to see. There's so much to look forward to the ship, so we can't wait to get on there and get pictures, video, and share it with you guys.
Yeah, so, but I'll remind you, but in 2 weeks, we'll be on the Wish. I'm so excited. I hope they have Rapunzel merchandise.
No.
She's on the boat. She has to.
Was there Dumbo merchandise?
No, I don't think.
She's but on that boat.
There's a Rapunzel salon. I saw that today. There's a Rapunzel-themed salon, which I must see. And have like a meltdown about. So there's Tangled on the ship because there's a salon which I probably won't go to, and then there's the Marvel dining. So
I'll be starting a GoFundMe tomorrow for our bill on the Wish. So thank you to donate.
Shut up, we don't do that. Anyway, and then don't forget TMSM Fan Cruise is May 1st next year. We have a link on our site for MEI Mouse Fan Travel.
Yes.
For you to get a quote.
Definitely, you guys reach out to them. Just go to the site, fill out the little form, an email gets sent over to Becky and her team, and they will get back to you and help you get booked on there if you want to sail with us
and
for this TMSM Fan Cruise. Yeah, free.
Complete.
They don't charge you anything for their services, and they will take care of everything for you, so you have a fantastic trip.
Right, and don't forget, Jason Marsden is now coming to House of Mouse Expo. You can get your tickets for the expo at houseofmouseexpo.com.
So that's it, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Will we do a show next week? I don't know if we're going to be – it's hard to say because the week after we're going to be – Cameron for the cruise, so I don't know if we'll do it.
I don't know. I will let you know if we're going to do a show next week, but if not, the week after that will be from Disney World and then from the Disney Wish.
So. And then when we get back from the Wish, of course, that Monday we will do a recap show of the Wish.
Yes, yes. So stay tuned for more. Thank you so much for watching and for sharing and supporting all we do. We couldn't do any of this without all of you, so we very much appreciate it.
Say bye, Eva.
Well, bye. We'll see you next time. See you real soon.
See you real soon.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.